Banter podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Cole and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Oh, man, he told me some funny story as well. Like, when he was a kid, do you know, like, when you're a wee and you just make shit up to your siblings, like, for some reason, I don't know why. But he was just saying, he told his wee sister one time, if she did a handstand long enough, she'd die, like, so the blood would rush to her head. And he said one day, the whole family must have fucked her off, and he walked in her room, and she just did a handstand up against the wall. She was like, I hate you so.
I'm ready to end it all.
She did this perfect fucking handstand. Like. I was like, that's so stupid.
Oh, Jesus. Are we rolling? Keep it in. Keep in the fucking
the infant suicide by handstand.
The most infant suicide attempts by handstand.
That's what we were saying, like, when you're away and you're like, did you ever do that thing where you're like, I'm going to run away from home? Did you achieve, like, getting down the river?
No, I never tried that.
I can't remember if I tried it once, but I remember like, mates that tried it. And they just, like, take the most stupid shit and then, like, make it 2 minutes away from their house and quickly realize how fucked you'd truly be if you actually...
No, I used to just... You see, no one really gave a fuck when I was growing up. Like, you could go out in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, like, when old people talk about olden days?
Yeah.
You could literally go out and just not come back.
Yeah, that was the same
And then
as
come
me.
Back and be like, is there any dinner, mate, or something?
Yeah.
You know,
I would just get up early as possible, fuck off, and not be seen for the entire day.
Mm.
And that was my shit.
I used to just throw the head up and go like, take me to my granny's.
You
know? I mean, I've had enough of you cunts. Take me to
take
my granny's.
Take me to granny's now. And I've had enough of you.
I would go to my granny's for, you know, what was amazing at the time and what is now basically like a fucking student dinner.
Yeah.
You know, I'd think the dinners were class and she'd be like panicking going, what do you want? Like there's a tin of ravioli and half a sausage cut up.
Half a sausage.
My granny, this is, you know, this is in line with, you know, we're talking about soup and dogs and stuff. You know, weird things you had when you were a child.
Yeah.
My granny used to always cut sausages up the middle and put vinegar on them.
Vinegar, lad? That's an interesting one. What was the point of the vinegar? Just an extra wee spice palette?
Just for, well, yeah, the taste.
Yeah.
Would be the point of the vinegar. But I don't know. What a dirty old bitch. But then, you know, some of those old people who grew up, like, you know, with an outhouse and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, salt was a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
Salt was a big deal. Vinegar was a big deal.
I salt the fuck out of absolutely everything because... In one of them podcasts, they're like, oh, salt's pretty good for you. And then I'm like, sweet, it's going on everything.
Yeah, I seen a thing there. This is how easy it is to get, like, people arguing on a blog or online.
Yeah.
There was just, like, a bag of chips, and the person had the salt, and they, you know, they fucking turned it upside down. They went, like 4 or 5 big, heavy shakes in a chip.
Yeah.
And then the person shook them, and then they put the vinegar on after.
Yes.
Bro, the comments were wild.
Oh, man, like,
people... What sort of fucking animal are you?
People are feral online, like... We purposely were like, let's try and annoy people. We took one of our podcast clips where we were talking about that movie Lucy.
Yeah.
And we just posted it on Reddit with the caption, Lucy's the greatest movie ever.
Yeah.
Like on Reddit, like, you know, this is not the place to say that. And lad, you should have seen the comments, like, people wanted to kill us. Like we got banned from the forum we posted on and everything.
I wish it, I'm good at recognizing and being like, look at these motherfuckers. But like, I wish I was better at doing it.
Yeah,
because I do it by accident sometimes. Like, you know, I'm getting to the point now where I might deliberately leave spelling mistakes in posters.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm going on a tour, and it's like, man,
did you really spell your name wrong?
I wrote Manchester and then I wrote Liverpool, and I didn't even do this. This was like Shine. It's this in Hot Water. It said High Water Club or High Water Comedy, yeah. And everyone's like, oh, can't wait to see it High Water.
Yeah, and you're like, you're just doing my job for me, mate.
I'm gonna start, you just get that interaction with one spelling mistake. Anyway, guys, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Our guest today, truck stop homosexual.
That said so often, but you know what? I do see it. Yeah,
I coined it.
Yeah. You did coin it. I said it the first time I came to the podcast.
We all got very excited. We had a game.
We had a homo.
Taking all them diversity quotas at Lavi's.
Yeah.
Slagged for days.
I'm not even gay. Like, it's
I know. He's taking payment. It's a grant. What's the gay? Is there a gay council?
They're the council of elders. I don't know, but I imagine it'd be like fucking RuPaul or something.
I'm the queen.
yeah. It'd be RuPaul and who the fuck else? Do you know that woman that used to present, what was that show? you're now the weakest link. She's like a random, yeah, she's like a random gay icon.
Is she?
I think any mean bitch is just, oh, yes, yeah, queen.
Yeah, you fucking bitch.
You evil bitch. And all of it, they're great.
Like, I heard someone talk about Louis Walsh earlier, and I was like, what a better, like, what a wee, like, if Louis Walsh was a woman,
yeah,
people were like, nasty bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Nasty old bitch.
Was he on, like, Big Brother, just dropping all the info of the day?
Tearing G. Edward apart.
Oh, man, and then G. Edward and Gemma Collins.
Ruining their career again.
Just like, she just fired up a video when they were in her house eating a roast dinner at 10 o'clock. Like, Louis, that's very unfair what you're saying about it. It's so not Jeppic. Oh, there's shit. That's what they say. Jeppic.
That is not Jeppic. We are technically homeless, and Gemma Collins has extra dinners. So here we are.
And the next one, they're just in her hot tub with her, and all just like roasting Louis. Like, that's so weird.
Wedged in the Gemma Collins hot tub. Room for two little ones. Just have to squeak down the side. See that energy? See the Gemma Collins and G. Edward together energy? I'd drown myself in a hot tub.
Yeah.
It's just like too much fucking.
It's wild. In my mind, and I don't know why it goes there, but it's just something my mind does. I'm like, G. Edward have to be fucking each other. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no way they're getting fucking anyone else.
Truth bombs.
Yeah, lad. It just seems like one of them weird relationships. You're like, oh, you've definitely done stuff.
I wouldn't be beyond the realms of possibility.
I can imagine it. Like,
we're ready to go on stage, we just need 2 minutes to ourselves and just fucking pull each other up.
Being in like a threesome with Edward would be the
are twins like that? I don't know, are twins close enough?
That's what just porn, like, teaches us, but I don't know if it's true.
You know, your dick's my dick.
Yeah, it's dick. As if we're just jacking ourselves off and we're just like jack each other off. I don't know.
You know, one of them has to be better at it than the other. Just, you know, they can't be like equally the same technique. It'd be like, geez, give it back to me.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. No.
What are Jedward called? John Edward?
John and Edward,
Edward's in the name.
Sure. Yeah. Both just called Jedward.
Just fucking give me it back.
Yeah.
Take too long. Nah.
Oh, it's scary to me, man.
Or they just... Or
do they get all that gel for the hair?
Yeah, fucking. But I do like, you know, like Casual Fridays, Jedward. You know, they're like 1 minute, they're like fucking Johnny Bravo. And then you'll see them at Gemma Collins' house on Friday
night.
Oh, it's
just chill hairs down.
You know, it's like down a bit.
Yeah, they're in relaxed mode.
Relaxed mode.
It's like when you set your Crocs to sports mode, yeah. Their hair represents the difference. You wear Crocs?
I have Crocs.
Yeah.
But I have like a weird, what would it be? Like there's a tactile thing with it. Uh-huh. Where I have to be wearing socks. Like, I can't even quickly throw them on.
I was always thinking that they look like they would... Like, do you know when you're on holidays and you're wearing sandals and they get a wee bit wet? And you're just like...
Oh, they're, yeah. They're sticky. But I have one toe. I think it's like my second toe in from the pinky.
Mm-hmm.
Comes through, is right where the hole is. So if I... accidentally put my foot to the front of the croc, the toe's like... Which you can actually buy. You can actually buy joke toes.
With all the toes sticking out. Yeah,
so I don't like them. But then... I thought it would be cool to get like real tree camo ones.
Right, yeah.
But then they don't even really look like Crocs anymore.
Yeah.
They look mental.
You're a big man for camo.
I am.
You love the camo.
I love camo.
I don't know what it is. It's just, it's like what, why, wonder what the attraction to it is.
I don't know, but I do, like if I was looking at a row of like hats or trainers or something and there's a camo one, I'm like, oh, wow, look at that.
Yeah, just like that duck hunting fucking.
Yeah. I like it all, you know what I mean? I like a Vietnamese tiger camo, you know? I'll take a digi camo.
Digi camo?
I bought a digi camo airsoft gun.
Oh, did you actually?
When me and McCartney went to that shop.
Oh, fuck aye.
And I bought it because it was camo.
It was good. That was the only reason. You're like, if anything in here was camo, I'd buy it.
I haven't touched it since. I've just been walking around being like, look at that.
You should set up like...
It goes with the trousers.
A range at your back. Do you know what? There's always... Like every so often a celebrity will just... Like a guy celebrity will just be at a gun range.
Yeah.
With all his mates, you should say that.
I think there's one place where like Joe Rogan takes all his mates.
Yeah.
And they're all there fucking.
Yeah.
I tell you what's scary though. Did you ever see, they have the footage of John Jones? So not, first of all, maybe the most dangerous human.
Terrifying.
On earth.
Yeah.
Unarmed.
Yeah.
And then he's like fucking. And then he has a fucking, one of them Belgian men. What do you call them dogs? What is it? Malinois. Mayonnaise, close enough.
Belgian mayonnaise.
Have you ever seen those?
Probably, yeah.
It's like if a German Shepherd was at the gym for 6 years.
Just an absolute.
You know, just
like, their paws are like inwards.
It's like all head and then jacked at the front, and then it just tapers off for speed. And they can go like, they can go like through the window of a car into your neck. And he's got the fucking dog and the tactical gun training and is like arguably the best fighter of all time.
Terrifying. Yeah, no man, he's scared. Did he not like, was there not a reporter that he said like, they asked him a question. Was that a reporter or an opponent? But he was like, I will come to your house and kill you.
No, it was Daniel Cormier.
Was that who it was? And he's like, I'm not joking. I'll come with a gun and kill you.
No, they were, so they couldn't have them in the same room. So they had them like on a stream.
Yeah.
They were doing like a Zoom call interview.
Yeah.
And Daniel Cormier, I never understood this because Daniel Cormier was like ex-Olympian, great fighter.
Yeah.
You know, family man, blah, 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 like good guy. And they would like boo him.
Yeah.
And then John Jones would come out, who's a fucking bad bastard.
Literally like a criminal charges against
him. Hitting runs, going back to the car for like bags of coke. Yeah. Crashed into a pregnant woman. He's like, fuck you. Like legit psychopath who just happens to fight.
Yeah.
And Cormier said something to him like, yo, if I was there, I'd spit in your face. And John Jones is like staring down the camera and he's like, if you did that, you know that I would kill you. I would kill you to death.
Like, that's fucking scary.
Yeah, and he's just like, and then
he's like, all right. I'm sorry.
Me and Aaron were actually talking about this in the car. You know, the late night post gig
chats
when I have to get passionate about something to stay awake.
Yeah.
And I was talking about UFC and all, and I was like, "What?" I was like, "I'm driving." I'm like, "YouTube this right now. YouTube, YouTube, John Jones stare downs compilation." And he never looks anyone in the eye. Like he just walks up and like fucking stares past them. Which you'd think like staring at someone is scarier.
Yeah, but like almost staring past them, that's like a psychopathic, like, I don't even see you as a person. I'm just going to destroy this.
Yeah, this fucking shape in front of me.
Yeah.
And he just never does it. You stand right up close to someone like.
Have you ever had a moment when you were like, when you felt, you seen someone almost like switch, like that level of anger where you're like, oh fuck, you're actually kind of scary. Like, do you know what I mean?
Sure I have. Like,
yeah.
Sure I have.
And we were in like, when we were in Florida, my mate was going to be sick. We were at this like rooftop bar and he just like bust open one of the fucking toilet doors and threw up. But he threw up all of this like black guy and he was wearing like a full white suit.
Oh, no.
And he just threw up all of the suit and did the look. Like that guy said, he was like, brought us downstairs because everyone got kicked out because everyone was arguing. And he was like, wait here, I'm going to go get my gun. And then he just walked off. Right, we're clearly not. We're not going to wait until you come back. But,
can like I order 2 more pints, please? I'm just waiting to be murdered.
Just waiting to be shot here. But the look in his eye, lad, was terrifying. Like.
Oh, my God.
What, brand new white suit. Like, I mean.
Yeah, you'd be fairly.
You don't want to get sick in that.
Oh, God. I don't know if I've ever seen anyone really switch in the craziness. Not really. Not in anything other than, like, sports.
Yeah.
Because some people surprise you, you know, when you're like, well, you don't know someone's got that dog in them.
Oh, yeah.
And then
they do
got that dog in them. Yeah, and you're like, God damn, this motherfucker's crazy.
What the fuck?
Anyway, there we go.
That's wild. Like.
Do you think he knocked and looked in and went like, well, I can't just leave now.
Ding dong dash. Fucking get us to studio.
Nah, fair play to him. Man's looking to get his car painted there, so he's away. He's away on.
Did you ever do that? The whole Nick knocking when you were a kid? Like just
Yeah. We were talking on the live podcast there in Derry. Someone sent in a question saying their mate used to shit on the door.
What? Oh, like shit and rub at the door?
No, shit on the doorstep and then bing bong and then run away.
Jesus Christ.
Which is like, fucking talk about pressure, but, you know, fucking, and then later in the message they were like, oh yeah, the guy's now in prison for drug dealing or something.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
You know what I mean, guys?
I think the worst thing from we when we were proper young, we used to knock people's doors and we thought it'd be funny to be like, let's just go in their house and see how long we can be in the house.
Oh,
like,
that's mental.
It's actually insane. So we like walk in, and just see how far we can get before we'd see somebody and then just fuck off.
I've heard some horror stories about that, you know, like where people tell they're having a party and they tell their mate the wrong address and they're like, come on in the back door, and the guy's got like fucking 20 tenants and they're like, go in the back door, like, fuck, you see them run out, no?
That legitimately happened to me. Like, I had a mate who was going to, like, we were all staying at my house after and he landed up later and he came in and he was steaming and he was pure like, oh, shit, lad. And I say, what? He's like, I just let you walk into one of your neighbor's house. And it was a wee woman who lived by herself.
Oh, no.
And he landed there steaming, just walked in. It was like, she was screaming. I was like, where the fuck are you? And he's like, oh, it's Jube's here. And she's like, kicked him out into the wrong house. But that would be scary. Like,
did you have to go around and apologize?
No, I think I just laughed it, man. But
just let her have
sure, she'll get over it.
Just let her be in fear for every night for the rest of her life. It's
right. Lock her door after that. Like, fuck's sake.
I don't know if I've ever done anything weird like that. I was doing a gig in the Errigal one night, and they had two sets of toilets, and then they were doing work on one set of toilets, so they're like, oh, go down to these toilets.
Yeah.
And the guy just went like down there on the left, and I walked down, you know, just probably on the phone, looking away through the crowd, blah, 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 blah. Straight in the toilet, straight in the cubicle, dropped a hard shit. And luckily it was one of those doors that, you know, you got a cubicle where there's like gaps in it. This was like a close the door, sealed off
room. Proper,
I was in there, just dropping piles. And I could hear someone come in and, you know, another toilet flushing and the hand dryer and all that there. And I come out and I'm like fucking still on my phone and all. And I'm like, here we go. Wash your hands off. And then I come out and took my phone back out. I was standing outside the toilet. And then like another woman was about to walk in. I went, oh, I think that's the fell. And I looked around and went, no, that is the girl's toilet. And I just, without even looking, just went in.
I just decimated that.
Went in, had a full beefy man shit. And then just was like, oh yeah, sorry, that's actually, yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's an unholy space now, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I like to think she just went in there and went in that cubicle.
She's like, oh.
Someone
you got gassed.
Someone slow cooking stew in this bastard. What the fuck is going on? Brutal. Nothing like a pre-show dump. Like,
oh yeah, they're beautiful.
No, stunning.
Like, you may not need to shit at all, but right before you go on stage.
And a lot of the times, you know, you don't need a full like morning shit. You know, don't need a full backed up shit. It's usually just like it just sounds like a bag of spanners hitting the toilet.
Yeah, dude. Sometimes it's like the worst shit you've ever had every single time.
Or just eight separate weird shits.
You're like, oh, man. You're like, get
a bounty trio, gross. A section of diarrhea, and then something else. And
you're like, sit down as if someone squirts a water bottle out for like a second, and then you're like, that's it. Like, that was it.
Ready to entertain.
And you're like, oh, if everybody knew what I just did. The state of my asshole right now.
You can be on seconds, or stage seconds later. Like,
yeah, it's gross.
With a damaged anus.
Do you have any like pre-gig rituals?
Nah.
Not anymore.
We were just talking before the podcast there. I probably have ADHD, so there's no rituals at all. I would benefit from a ritual.
You think so, yeah?
I've said it before, best ritual I ever had. It wasn't a ritual, just one time this happened. At the SSE, Maureen had secretly booked like someone to do sports massage, who did.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Me and Aaron and fucking Michal was in there, you know.
Daily.
Shared Kiva. And did that, and then their mate Laura, who's like a yoga teacher, she did like these breathing exercises with like
energy balls,
no, like oils.
Oh right, okay.
We essential oils and everything, and I was going to do like a big gig, like, and I was just standing backstage like, you know, I'm just like zen. Completely zen. Someone said to me like, how do you feel? And I was like, I do not feel.
Yeah, that's the way. That's like, the way you want to be.
I'm not nervous. Everything was very real. I was just like, I'm just going to walk behind that curtain and talk.
I think the more relaxed you are, the better you do. Whereas in your mind, you think you have to be hyped up.
Yeah.
Whereas Tommy Tiernan said that. He said he used to like almost hyperventilate himself before going on stage, and he'd go out and he'd be.
Yeah.
But now he says he just gets as calm as possible and he just kind of strolls out.
Yeah, because I've went on before Tommy Tiernan at Ivy Gardens like 2 years in a row. And, you know, like both times, the most I've said to him is like, all right,
yeah,
Tom. Mm-hmm. And then he just stands there. He's like, Con, how you doing?
Yeah.
And then he just stands there, and he's like, he's not on his phone, he's not doing anything. He was like standing, he was just standing beside a tree, and I was like, there is comedy legend.
Yeah.
Tommy Tiernan just beside a tree, just doing nothing.
We met him in Edinburgh the first time me and Mark went over to Fringe just to like hang out. And we watched the show and it was great. And the next day we're just walking down the street, and Mark was like, fuck, I'd love to meet Tommy Tiernan. And I was like, we're standing right over there, dude. And he was just standing
over there beside that tree.
Yeah, dude. And we went over to him, and he was just the calmest man we've ever come across. Like, he's just like, oh, where are you from? No, and he's like, oh, very good. Got a photo, and that was it.
You must, you know, like years of the roller coaster of getting like so anxious and dipping and anxious, you know, like you need to level out, where you're like, you know, you've done a few things or spoke to a few therapists or yoga teachers or something, and you're like, let me just keep everything.
Just everything just, has to just, be the same.
Just like down here.
Yeah.
Because I do have a tendency, you know, I do enjoy
the hype is fun.
I enjoy ramping it up.
Yeah.
You know.
Which I think is dangerous after a gig because you're so ramped up that you're almost, you're liable to do it. Like if anybody suggests anything, you're like, fuck yeah, let's go. Yeah.
Don't go jet skiing in the dark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be fucking, usually it's just McDonald's or something like, but.
That happened in, we were in Austin and in this latchkey place, which was like, see, I've never been anywhere where I was like, man, see if I could just snap my fingers and all the boys were here.
Yeah.
And everybody, whole family, you know, all the in-law, everyone, just get them all here. It's be fucking legendary. Just like a courtyard with like a Creedence cover band playing.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And like fucking the
sun, down.
The sun beating down. People, oh, wait, people with dogs and smoking joints everywhere. And I was like, this is the
vibe.
This is the spot.
There's something so blissful about that sunny day. Everyone's like 1.5 pints in.
Yeah.
And it's just, everything is perfect.
Well, we were a lot more than 1.5 pints in. We were fucking shit-faced. Like, but one dude, he's actually, you ever seen this guy, Dean Stanfield?
Such familiar.
He's like, we didn't know he was even a comedian at the time, but let me see. So obviously like all the ones, this is pre, what do you call that, Mothership?
Yeah.
So the big club was like the Vulcan Gas Company. So we'd been to, you know, see several gigs and you'd see all these comedians and like Uncle Laser and all these guys.
Right.
And, but they all drink on a Sunday in this latchkey place.
Okay.
So you're sitting there and you're like, well, there's Tony Hinchcliffe and there's such and such and there's whatever. And, we were fucking hammered and this guy's like fucking Kenny Powers, but real.
Oh, he's got a big mullet now, hasn't he? Yeah. Yes, I do know him.
Yeah. But he was like, we were at the bar, we're chatting or whatever. The guy's like, you want to go shoot hogs? He goes, I'll take you shooting hogs right now.
Fuck yeah.
And me and Aaron were like, aye. And then, you know, now's not that into animal torture.
Shoot hogs.
So he was like, we kind of have to fly tomorrow. And I was like, aye, fucking get you next time. Anyway. Me and Aaron were in the back of the pickup. Like, but that's America for you. You know, he's drinking all day too. And he's just like, don't go shoot hogs. Hop in the van.
I have hogs. Imagine just having hogs to shoot.
Well, I think just anywhere in, I think they have a problem.
Well, that's it. You're allowed to shoot them, like the feral hogs.
Yeah, you can actually get like government money, I think, from shooting them.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can walk in and be like, got 300 today.
So you and the boys could go for drinks, just wander out the street and start spraying hogs. Maybe not on the street. Like,
but. I think I'd shoot one and go, and we're, you know, I'd be like, are we not eating that? And
yeah.
And they'd be like, no. And I'd be like, well, I don't know if it
necessarily. If it's just senseless spraying down.
Yeah. Because like, that's what they do. They have helicopters. Yeah. You ever seen that?
I have actually seen that, yeah.
Hang out the side like it's Vietnam and just be wipe out like fucking.
Just fucking, they're all going everywhere. I've seen that, yeah. And they do that with deers as well, apparently, in certain areas.
Yeah.
Rogan was saying that about deers. He was like, oh, you can just hit them with your car, fucking spray them down. There's too many.
I'd hate to hit a deer with a car.
Oh, yeah, it would fucking destroy your car.
The car.
My wee car.
Oh, yeah.
It would actually obliterate the shit out of my car. Like, every window would come off.
It would just clip your car, and your car would roll about eight times, and it would just run off. Like,
yeah, my seat would just come out, and I'd just keep driving down the road. The car would be behind me.
What is that car?
It's a wee Peugeot 107.
Peugeot 107. We should try and do a video where we see if we can just lift it.
Oh, you could probably lift that car.
Get my hands on the back arch and just like...
We'll do that after and see how much you can lift.
It'd be handy if you... You know, I've seen that in places like, you know, in Italy or whatever, when everyone drives like wee tiny cars.
Yeah.
And they're like, we need a bin lorry out here. And just six lads just lift a Fiat 500 like, out of the way and just dump it down.
They do that in, do you ever see that Instagram page? Something, Holy Lands parking or something?
Mm.
Every so often, like there, or like just madness in the Holy Lands, whatever. There will be lads that just go around and tip someone's car and it's said.
I never lived in the Holy Lands, but those pages give me anxiety.
Oh, lad, when the whole time you live there, it feels like you have a through line of anxiety every day and you're just trying to...
Drink through it.
You're just drinking through it and then the drinking's making it worse and you're just like, geez, this is the life, lads.
It's when they fucking, you know, they just like, you know, they're flanked by two houses with like a Romanian family that has 26 people in it.
Yeah.
And then someone will just open their door and be like... And just let a fucking firework off and there's a bomb in your house and then they're just like,
No, you're like, lethal crack. There was some video online there of some guy in the Holy Lands and the police landed to his door because they were out partying and apparently some wee Romanian kid was running around with them and he was like, oh, well, he's put it in the cupboard and then he passed out.
So the child?
Yeah, this kid was just locked in his cupboard all night and he didn't know it was there. And then the police landed and they opened it and he was like, oh, fuck. I said, there's no way to explain it yourself, lad, though. Like,
but he's just chilling?
He just woke up to the police at the door.
He's probably like, oh, it's way bigger than my bedroom.
Yeah, they're like, holy shit.
Just asleep.
Fucking size this. So I don't want to stay here.
There was there, because you know, the, you know, that's like any sort of immigration racial tension.
Yeah,
you give it a generation.
Yeah,
everyone's mixed in.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then it's like whoever's the next wave come over, and they're like, oh, fucking place is full of whoever now. Give it 10 years, everyone's mixed in.
Yeah, like I know people that are friends with like my mom and auntie, like not from here, complaining about foreigners. I'm like, that's mad that you're like saying that.
Yeah, I know.
They're like,
I seen this documentary one time. I've talked about it before, but I was like, I was trying to do a bit about it.
Yeah.
About like, you know, like racism or something. And you're like, you just haven't been there long enough. It's yeah. Basically whoever's new, because they were talking about this estate in England, and there was obviously English people, and then Irish people come over, and they're like, oh, he's fucking mixing, blah blah blah.
Yep.
And then a generation goes by, and then they're all kind of mixed in.
Yeah.
And then like the sort of Jamaicans would move in,
and
they're like, oh, he's fucking Jamaicans, yeah, whatever. And yeah. The Irish and the English were like, he fucking not black ones, for God's sake.
Give
another generation, and then it was like Pakistani families move in, and then you got the fucking the English and the Irish and the Jamaicans being like, wagwan with these fucking Pakistanis moving in. But then it goes another generation, and then it's Polish, and then all that group of people are like, he's fucking Polish.
Yeah.
It's just like whoever's the next.
Just give it time, yeah.
People to move into this shit. The place is a dump. Like, it's a fucking dump.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, there was one bit, I think, where they, you know, like, people would just like, I've seen this happen in Scotland too. People just, Say you're doing up a room and you're like, right, I don't want this table. I'm just gonna leave it in the street.
Oh, that's,
and someone will just walk past and be like, I'll take that.
That's the same as the Holy Lands.
Yeah. But in this documentary, someone had left out like, you know, whatever the fuck it was, like a fucking wardrobe and an old pram.
Yeah.
And then someone came along and was like, oh, well, I take that pram. And then they were like, no, not you. not you.
You're not allowed to stay in
the pram. It's free to a good home, not your home.
What the fuck?
Anyone else can take the fucking thing.
Fucking pram, like.
Yeah, it was insane. It was fucking insane.
Yeah, no, I know, like, boys used to, like, just leave Hoovers or anything else out and just video to see how long it would take, and it would be, like, minutes. Somebody just walk by so casually, just left it and walk off.
Yeah.
That's it done.
I seen it, like, we lived in Partick in Glasgow, and it was, like, nice. Like, it was fucking quite, you know, you can usually tell by, like, number one, the amount of cars, and then the type of cars.
Yep.
You know, like, it costs quite a bit to live here. We made a terrible mistake. Because you're like,
how long did you live there?
Like a year, but we're like, oh, this is the thing about Scotland. You're like, what's the rent? And then they're like, oh, it's, you know, it was like a one bedroom flat, and it was still like 850 or something.
Yep.
And then you move in, you go, oh, 850 is pretty reasonable. We can pay that between us. And then they're like, oh yeah, but then council tax is like another 500. And you're like, oh, you didn't.
Yeah, 500, holy shit.
It was something about that. I think I actually, because I was doing like comedy, but I think I signed on because you're exempt to the council tax.
Oh, fuck.
So I was like, well, I was going to have to sign on.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to a regular job.
Yeah. But you were just doing comedy at the time. Yeah. Like,
I was like, let me sign on.
Fuck yeah, what's the dole over there?
I can't remember.
The dole here's fucking awful. I was on it when I came out of uni. It was like 70 quid every 2 weeks.
Yeah, but it was having to pretend like that you were looking for work.
Yeah, oh, that's the worst part.
Oh, yeah, applied to fucking Sainsbury's there. And then meanwhile, they're like, oh, I'm going back to Belfast to do laveries tomorrow. Yeah,
and they're like offering you jobs. They're like, here's, you can like clean the toilets at KFC. In their mind, they're like, how are you not getting these jobs?
Yeah.
You've got a degree. How the fuck have you not got this job? And you're like,
6 months into it. Like, yeah. Right, listen, man, I messaged them. I went on Instagram, KFC, DM'd them. Yeah. And they're like, listen, man, you can't let you wash these toilets.
I think it's like near impossible to fuck with now because you have to get someone who works at the place to sign that you applied for the job. Mm. So you'd have a job in like 2 minutes.
Is this where the sort of disability injury thing comes in?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been out of the dole game for so long. I don't know the fucking.
Do you work still?
A bit, yeah. 3 days at Amazon.
Oh, at Amazon.
Yeah, right. Dude. But it's so handy, like. It's like 6 day lunchtime.
Just free gifts all day.
You get a lot of wee.
What's in that?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Oh man, like no, you couldn't even, man. See every step of the way, they're like, everything you touch is like then clocked on your machine before the next person gets it.
Yeah.
So if anything goes missing at any stage of the way, they're like, that was fucking employee 62 fucking JA James or whatever.
Are they doing that thing anymore where they just slap like the label on the product without covering it? I've had a few of those. We order like some bullshit and it's got the delivery thing on a box.
Oh, right.
No. And it's not in a box. It's
oh,
just
yes,
like,
you can see what you ordered.
It's like here's an air fryer that says, like, Colin Geddes on the side of it.
Every so often, yeah. They will. Yeah. I will see something like that go through.
Yeah.
But I think anything discreet is well and truly packaged. Like, I haven't seen a fucking dildo go through.
Like, them big, big titties I bought. They just arrived in a box. Heavy. I bet you the guy was like, Jesus.
What the fuck is this?
What the order? Just sand? Just a fucking box of sand?
I probably felt them titties before you got them. Like,
nice. What a day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he felt some titties.
You're bound to have squeezed a tit.
Oh, squeezed tits, hey, back
squeezed
in the day.
Tits, man. Who hasn't?
Squeezed titties, did all that. Like, that's just,
like, yeah. 40-year-old virgin, like, say, a bag of sand.
Yeah, it is. It's like, that's, like, stuff, like, see, when you're, like...
Just nothing? Just
when you're, like, in the closet, per se, those are, like... You're, like, really trying to convince yourself you're straight, so you'll do everything right up until the point of riding, and then you're like, well, I can't get it up. So I just you always have to have a, like, something came up, or fuck, I can't do.
I've been drinking whiskey all day.
Yeah, do you know, there's always an excuse, like...
Yeah.
But everything until then is, like, fair game. Yeah. And then you can go and be like, I swear I'm straight, I touched a tit. Yeah. You're like, nice, lad. That's all you need. Like,
let me smell your
tit. That'll
get
you through a year. But like, no, I touched a tit last year, remember that? I am straight.
I filled that quota.
Yeah, dude.
I went to uni with a guy who was, came out probably like 2 years in. And he came out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was like, fucking hell, it's me.
It's like all of a sudden just hello.
But he fucked everyone.
What do you mean? Like, oh, yeah,
he read about 30 girls.
I was always so jealous of those guys that were like, they were gay, but they were able to fuck. I was like, how, lads? But I'm glad I didn't, because see, if I was able to do that, I'd be one of those like 50 year old dudes married with like three kids being like, Jesus, what have I done? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, going to the toilets at a park.
Did you? Yeah.
That's a fucking strange business.
Oh, man, there's some. It's odd times out there. It's a wild fucking environment.
But the move, you know, I feel like if it was an active, because guys, guys are guys. Like, you know what I mean? You don't need to be sitting at dinner being like, something. What are you? No.
Yeah, that's like, that step is completely skipped unless
straight over.
People are like just civilly looking for like a relationship.
Yeah, you get the fucking out of the road, and then you're like, you hungry?
Yeah,
you
like know? Literally. Yeah,
let's like, go for a dinner.
There was that meme, it's like gay dating, it's like they're in the car and he's like, well, we could go to the cinema and fuck, or we could go for dinner then fuck, or we could just fuck. Do you know what I mean? The fucking is the main thing, which is,
It's good and bad. Yeah. Do you know what I would do? I would, I would be an angry fuck pig, but I also have standards.
A cum pig.
Yeah, a cum pig, yeah. But I wouldn't be a cumming pig.
Yeah.
I'm there to be doing the cum.
A cum slut.
Know? A cum slut. And
per se.
I'd be like, I'm not going in these fucking toilets. Like, I'm not.
I wouldn't do that.
I don't like the CD. I'd be like, I have a Mercedes Sprinter with like dojo mats in the back.
Just go for a wee roll.
Just go for a roll. And then I can just like get that thing that you do weed killer with and just spray it and fucking mop it down. Yeah. And slosh
wipe
it.
Wipe down all the loads.
Slosh it right out the back and then just close the doors. That's what I bet.
No, but man, I've heard of some wild
executive
stories.
Cum slut. Try getting that monetized on fucking YouTube. Thing, like,
one of my mates told me like one of the parties he went to was, so they went to like Boo Boo or Kremlin or whatever one of the nights out, and after they went to like a gay house party.
Boo Boo?
Yeah, so Boo Boo is like once a month and it's for like bears and shit.
They give it the cue, he nods his head.
Oh, you know about Boo Boo?
You never heard of Boo Boo?
So you walk in and it's like people are just walking around jock straps or like nothing. They're like basically fuck all, like jeans with the fucking things. Everyone's got beards and all, like people, they just love that aesthetic. But he said he went to one of these and then after one of the guys he was with was like, oh, there's a house party in ours. But the stipulation to get into the house party was you had to strip completely off, and there was a suitcase full of wrestling singlets that you had to put one of these on before you came in. And then everybody just wrestled on it.
Fucking hell.
Do you know what I mean? Sound all right.
I actually seen, it was like Vice did a documentary thing and they were like, oh, we have London's only like, you know, underground wrestling club.
Yeah.
And it was like a load of dudes who were like, you know, high-end businessmen. And they were all fucking nerds and they were all, you're like, stop trying to tell me that this is about the wrestling. Because everybody, they were all just like sweaty fucking weirdos. Like, yeah, I love it. It's a good release of energy. You know, I know you're fucking banging each other like two seconds later. No one gives a fuck. No one's really wrestling.
Wrestling is so like, you know, classic.
I was watching like Joe Rogan.
So close to just having sex.
Oh yeah.
It's like,
yeah, especially, you know, like jiu-jitsu always has like gay memes about it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, at least you're wearing like a big heavy suit. Those wrestling singlets, you're like, you know, bollocks in your face.
Oh yeah, you can like you can you might it looks painted on like
yeah. And then they're doing that, you know, that oil check. You know, if you want to
yeah, the fucking finger in the hole,
finger right up the shitter.
Yeah.
Come on.
Fuck, lads, I'm getting horny. Sorry.
You were sitting, waiting for UFC 300 with a fat, veiny dick.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Speaking of com slots, OJ Simpson's dead.
Yes. Shocking stuff.
Not really.
No, it's not really. He was old, like.
The cancer in 76. Yeah, right? Yeah. It's coming at some point, like, but he did, you know, any video you've seen of him, he did look healthy.
Yeah, he did. And he was, that. What, he was wearing a t-shirt the day he died saying, assholes never die. Partly like as he died, he's wearing that t-shirt. So it's maybe him being like, I'm a nice guy. Or I don't know. You knew he was going to die.
It's one of them ones like, I wish I was better at like jumping on topical banter.
Yeah,
you know, because I see people putting out jokes and you're like, should I be doing that? And then I'm like, nah, just, you know.
Yeah, no, I literally posted something and then immediately took it down. I was like, fucking. Do you know what I mean?
You should do those, some of those funny ones where like, what was the one you put up the other day? Like you're sitting on the sofa and then Barry
Keoghster
was like at the end of the room. They're great.
Well, that's what I did. So I then the next day put it up again, being like your friends showing off their Primark thing. It's Barry Keoghan and then also OJ trying on that glove.
Yeah.
So I had it in the background as well, but it got nothing because I was like, it was the same thing basically. So I was like, I just took it down. I was like, fuck, if I just had waited one more day, lad, that would have been so good. Like,
I hate, you know, like at some point, what was the deal with that case? Was there like, they just invented like DNA or something? Or they just missed it? They didn't invent DNA, but like, you know, like testing and, you know, they could like.
DNA was on stuff.
Yeah.
But that line, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Because it was so.
His hand didn't fit into a frozen glove.
It wasn't frozen.
Oh, so they took it out of the cooler box to be like, does this fit? And he's like, oh. No.
Was there not some serious like implication of his son was that they completely goes, no, we're not going to look at that. Yeah, so there was like, because they found his son's diary talking about killing people and wanting to kill people or something like this. And his son's DNA was at the scene. Yeah. And they just completely were like, no, fuck all that. That's wild, isn't it?
Mental.
That's great. I know. So like it could have happened a completely different way. And they were like, nah, this,
but
that's too much.
You know, if it was like, God knows how many decades before that, people would probably just be like, well, all signs point towards it was you.
Yeah.
Whether
yeah.
or not, you know, like all these little technicalities that you can like slip through the net, you know, previous to that, they'd probably just be like, it's not done like
it. For it was you, bro.
Don't look bad.
Yeah.
Bro, you cut her head off basically in the fucking driveway, which is insane. You know,
you were literally fleeing the scene.
Yeah.
It like just speeding down the highway. Like that's pretty damning right there.
Yeah. And I tell you what, sent me on a wormhole of looking up to see if you could import a Bronco.
Oh yeah.
I like him.
the OJ, like you were just watching that going, fuck, that car looks some yoke out there. Look at him just dodging the traffic. That's amazing.
And then Maureen started sending me fucking like pink Ford Broncos and all.
Oh, nice.
Like,
oh,
that's pretty lit.
That would be sick. One of
them. But like fucking total like sociopath, like obviously.
Yeah, sure, he wrote a book after it going, oh,
what if I did it?
If I did it, this would be the, and it was exactly how it happened. Like,
but just even, you know, the, what do you call it? What's that word? Compartmentalize it. You know, you'd be like, went through a bit of thing, that's over, and I can move on. I'll move on. I'll joke about it. I'll be like, this is the fucking clip I want to show you. Like, fucking.
After we finished filming, OJ said to me that he had a surprise for me, and I genuinely was surprised. I think it was his idea of a joke. And this is it.
Mental!
The comedy timing's so good, though.
But yeah, OJ Simpson, mad crack.
Yep.
If anything, you know.
With Ruby Wax.
You know, the whole rest of his life, he was just like, maybe it was. You know.
Then you're like, so like.
If it was you, and you're like, this is traumatic. My ex, you know, the mother of my children got killed. You know, it almost like those, what do you call those fucking things? Super injunction or whatever.
Mm.
Be like, do not bring this up.
Yes, yeah.
In like an interview, and he'd just be sitting on chat shows like, yeah, well, you know, if I did it, I don't know.
He seems like way too, it was like so calm about it all. Like, did he at any point? It seemed like he came right from the court case and he was just like, hey, you know, I got off of it.
I think those like psychopath types would just be like, you know, the relief of just, it's over. And he's just like, yes. I'm just moving on.
Yeah, because he seemed to
I'm just moving on. I'm going, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm not in jail. So.
Oh, man. And like, they never at any point, they could never revisit that.
The case?
Yeah. No. They could never go, but we should probably look into that again.
You know, I think, did they really let on thick with the second charge, which was like robbery or something?
Oh, yeah, because he broke into steal a football. Pretty much,
it was like his own stuff, wasn't it? It was like his own merch. But like.
Football.
I could be wrong, but did they not like let? Did they not be like, oh, you got through the net with the murder?
Yeah.
But here's a pile of time for stealing your own
stuff. Yeah, because he went in for a long time for that, didn't he?
Yeah, it was probably like overkill for the.
For like a robbery charge or whatever the fuck. Yeah. So like, right, we'll get him on this.
Yeah. Later. Yeah, he's like, you get away with a murder that everyone knows you did. Yeah. And then you have a parking ticket, you get 16 years for it.
You're fucking hammered.
You're fucking hammered now, you bastard. But yeah, I don't know anything about American football, but apparently he was quite the legend.
I hear he was the dog, like.
Yards for days.
Yeah. And then, man, he was so good in the Naked Gun movies, I always thought he was quite funny. Yeah. He's just got that face of just good comic timing, like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah, but he'd be out there murdering. Fucking murder. Like real brutal shit, though.
And it was like who all did he hypothetically kill? It was his ex-wife and her new boyfriend. And then they say as well that he is Khloe Kardashian's dad. There's a wild conspiracy.
There's a conspiracy about that.
Yeah, she looks nothing like the rest of them.
Yeah,
but she's like built like a football player.
Yeah, is
what I mean, like.
No, I got confused there. Bruce is who's that? All the ones called Jenner.
Bruce is, Kylie and the other one.
Kendall.
The one who ended Kendall. The one who ended racism with a Pepsi. Do you remember that?
What happened?
There was like an advertisement with these like riots going on and she just walks in the middle with a Pepsi and then everyone's like, got this huge backlash and was like, would you fuck up? Like,
insane. Absolutely insane. But I was thinking for a second, you know, like Kendall Jenner's a fucking unit, like.
Oh, yeah.
Kendall Jenner's big lad.
Oh, yeah, he's...
You know, so I'm thinking, like, you know, maybe... I got my time frame fucked up there. I was like, you know, there's no reason why you couldn't get a big... You know, Chloe is a fucking... She is.
Oh, yeah, she's like, she's like, tall, she's fucking...
Yeah. Could be the dad's genetics, but then she is a Kardashian.
She is a Kardashian.
Apparently.
Yeah, that's what they said. Sure, everyone, when OJ died,
or
started...
Or Lauren Shue Simpson, who knows?
When OJ died, everyone started sending her, being like, oh, sorry for your loss. Yeah. Like, everyone started tweeting her that, like, just loads of fucking... Like,
shut up, I don't care.
Like, why would I give a fuck?
Although with their, you know, their track record of being fond of a big black cock, you know, who knows in that family?
Do you know what they should capitalize on? It's probably a new marketing opportunity. Like, Kris Jenner is just, she's a machine, lad. Mm. She took one leaked porno and turn them all into billionaires.
I know, and I, you know.
And fair fucks.
It's a hot take, but, you know, I'd like to see her porno. You know she's a dog.
Yeah.
You know, the Kim Kardashian sex tape, you're like, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What a letdown.
Amateur error, bro.
I know. Fucking get, ham it up a bit, you know? Don't just lie there like a fucking corpse. There must be like a wee, you know the way they've got like a kid's table at Christmas?
Yeah.
There must be this table full of like some of the most talented, you know, black talent.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Kanye's over there. Travis Scott's over there.
Yes.
OJ.
Man, they just
like they just got like fucking cultural icons in the corner, just like as ex-husbands.
It's like literal handbags, basically. Just like, oh, you're just my side piece for now.
And they're just sitting at the table like, I launched a mascara. You know, fucking the most boring shit of all time.
And they're fucking killing it, like them Kardashians. Hey.
And fair enough, you know, the only thing keeps me interested in the Kardashians, if Maureen has it on, is like they will just be like, okay, I've got a meeting at 10. And then they just get in like an absolute whip of a fucking G-Wagon or something.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, nice. And they're like, can't even see over the wheel. Like,
Just fucking their ice latte. Yeah. They're living my dream. God damn, I love a wee ice latte. Fucking.
You want to be a Kardashian?
I just like walking around shaking that so people know I'm coming. Like
James McKardashian.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to try to get in there.
I would love if for no reason at all you were just in that show.
Yeah, dude. I would love it too.
Me and James, they're going for daiquiris. You're like, yes, lad. Fucking some spot sunburned.
Do you want to go to Walsh's Hotel Maharashtra? Like, okay. Is that like an exclusive place? I'm like, fuck yeah, lad.
I'm the stimulant king.
The stimulant king.
That was you before the podcast. Like, I just can't have a second of the day. Like, zinged off my piss.
I can't think for a second. I can't let my brain think a thought for a second. I have to be like,
just shut it down with coffee.
Yeah, dude. Oh, lad. My first thought, my perfect day is as soon as I get up, is get a coffee in me. Like, that's the first coffee of the day is the most blissful moment.
And they're telling you that's bad for you now, too. You know, they're like,
I'm just going to ignore that one. I'm like, if I'm doing enough healthy shit, I'll ignore that one.
No, it does make me think, though, a bit. You know, you see all these experts online, and they're like, don't do this, and drink water first thing, and don't drink water, and don't eat till two, and, you know, if you're going to have water, have salt and lemon in it, and all, you know, all this bullshit. You know what's starting to freak me out a bit now is the water thing.
What do you mean? What about the water?
Well, they're talking about, like, you know, these treatment plants, all the animals and sea life.
Oh, everyone's just shitting on it.
Well, they're shitting on it, obviously, yeah. But they're shitting out, like, all the fish have cocaine in it.
Yes.
And, like, estrogen from the pill.
Yep. Oh, there's like a crazy amount of estrogen in there.
But then I'm like, you're not supposed to drink plastic. You're not supposed to drink out of a plastic water bottle. Yeah. What the fuck am I supposed to drink?
They say that glass is like the only thing you're supposed to drink out of.
Yeah,
like,
but what do you put? How do you fill the glass? Is my question. Yeah,
exactly. I know.
And then can't fill it in the tap.
Full of fluoride, which is good, and arguably they say it's bad for you as well. Shuts down the third eye. Do you know what I mean? You need that.
Is that right?
Partly so. Calcifies the pineal gland, lad. That's what they say.
Is that how you pronounce it?
The pineal gland, yeah.
Pineal gland?
Pineal gland, yeah, sorry.
The pineal gland, something
else. Calcifies a cock. I have a fucking calcified pineal gland here.
Talking about wrestlers. I'm fucking calcified right up.
Guilty.
And then what does that mean? You can't fucking...
I don't know. You just
kick the EMT or something.
You can't. Yeah, I don't know what it does. Just maybe nulls you or some shit.
But then you know, for years people are like, don't stare at the sun; it'll melt your eyes out.
No, they're like, look at that bitch,
and then they're like,
look at it.
They're like, stare at it because it decalcifies your pineal.
Yeah, no, you can't say it.
Pineal gland.
Yeah. Andrew Huberman's out there just like, fucking
shagging birds.
Yeah, apparently, like, what's the score of that?
I actually heard someone go, oh, what, the, you know, the millionaire ripped psychologist is yeah, doing some fucking...
The hottest fucking genius ever? Yeah. You're like, yeah.
Bro, did you see the Cam Haines thing where he made him carry the rock up the hill, and he took his top off, and everyone was like, hey, come on now.
I seen that too.
Come on, Andy. Why are you fucking keeping that under a black shirt?
He just looks like a big normal dude, and then he took off and just shredded.
He's fucking shredded.
Dragon tattoos. You're like, bro. He's like, got, like, number of people he's killed that fucking marked off.
Was he not like a ex sort of like hardcore fucking skater type, bro?
Yeah, he was like back in his day. Yeah, because he always talks about his youth. He was like, oh yeah, back in my youth, I was a bit of a badass. Like, I had a beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I'd be waxing up carbs and grinding down them and shit, you know. Fucking.
He is like, when you're watching his podcast, though, he's just, that's the one thing people say, he doesn't blink. He just like stares right at the camera and just unloads this unholy amount of information. You're sitting there like, fuck, right.
But then people started... I actually heard them talking about it, and they were like, okay, the girl that like leaked all this information.
Yeah, she's getting investigated for like fraud and stuff. She's a dodgy bitch.
She's a lunatic too. I have a notebook over there signed by Andrew Huberman.
No, you don't.
I do.
How'd you get that?
Niall gave me it.
Oh, fuck.
He stole it from Sydney Opera House.
I see, didn't meet him or not.
Like, not meet him. The fuck would I say to Andrew Huberman?
I know.
You meet there with a white stick being like, I've been staring at the sun now for... About 3 weeks.
Got one of them patches the kids in primary school always have.
Like, just, you know, joining one of those queues to get something signed and just being like, does that pineal gland look decalcified to you? He's like, sorry, sir, I can't yeah, put your penis away.
He would be such a scientist, he'd just break it down in the most scientific terms. He doesn't even see a cock. He's just like...
He's sitting there with a dick out of the front of the queue. People behind him getting their book signed along. I'm like, what do you think of that? Calcium or no? What are we talking?
He's like, I think you've completely misunderstood everything I've been talking about.
Yeah, what are you talking about? I've been suntanning my anus.
That's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, getting the vitamin... Pardon the pun, vitamin D in the anus. Like, yeah. That's what it is.
Is it like... Is it like when people are like, oh, you can take an ecstasy tablet or you can put it up your ass and it works quicker?
I know.
Is that kind of what they're talking about?
Possibly. I know a guy that did that. So at a house, I wasn't there, but I was told he was at a house party and he put an ecstasy pill up his ass to try and like, because he's like, I heard it makes you come up quicker. And then he started
trying to catch up with the rest of the party.
Yeah. And then he started coming up and he started freaking out. So he spent the rest of the party trying to fish in the middle of the room with everyone standing around him, like freaking out, trying to fish an ecstasy pill out of his asshole. Like, which must have been fucking gross.
Wow. You wonder how long, you know, it would take to start to take effect before it would like dissolve in your, does it dissolve in your ass or are you shitting out a pill?
It must dissolve, yeah. Surely.
Does it actually make you shit like cocaine?
I think so. It's like one of those things when you, when you're like, oh, I'm coming up, you know, because you need to immediately go to the toilet.
You never see that in the fucking, you know, the boiler house highlights.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's, there's always just like a hot girl with like, every boiler room set, there's a girl with big jugs just doing that, hands above the head, and they're just like, you don't see her taking the ecstasy shit.
2 minutes before, it's just a, like all the cubicles are filled. It's like,
shitting out pills.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking, well, we do, oh, let me look and see if we've got any questions for from the Patreon. Started about 12:15 today, mate. Brilliant. The boxing's happening.
Oh, yes.
We, folks, by the way, I forgot to tell you, get on over to patreon.com/ Jennerbander podcast. Pile of podcasts up there. The usual specials, merch, etc., etc. I might as well tell you about my tour dates coming up. To go to colinguest.com, get some tour tickets for the Goat Tour.
Oh, yes.
Get us on
that's
another
a great
tour.
Name.
I know, so stupid. That starts in September in Vicar Street, and we fucking work the whole way through to February there. And then I've got some residual Republic of Ireland gigs.
Oh, fuck.
Which is from last year's tour, the Overkill Tour. They got rescheduled. So I'm in, I'm actually, well, no, the Dundalk one will be over. I'm in Drogheda at the TLT Theatre, 8th of June. And then 13th, 14th, and 15th, I'm in Limerick, Galway, Cork. And that's colinguest.com for tickets. Get all over it. Do you hear that?
Will you fuck up,
dude? What's your podcast called? I forget.
Absolutely Shafted. Yeah, I came in to fucking promote that. Absolutely Shafted.
Absolutely Shafted.
It started off called As Bent as a Brush Shaft because my cousin works with a bunch of boys and then one of them was like dropping off a lorry and he got out of his lorry at the site and the boy was like, you look quite like that James McKegney fella. And he was like, oh, I actually know him. And then he goes, are you as bent as a brush shaft as well? And then I thought that was funny. So I was like, let's call it that. But it didn't even make sense because brush shafts arguably straight.
Yeah.
So we didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. So like, but we're like, let's call that the podcast. And that turned into Absolutely Shafted. But it's more than anything, just an excuse for us to just sit and chat shit once a week because we never seen each other.
Just, is he your cousin?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, you can tell. He sounds exactly like me.
Is the fighter Paul Hughes from near you?
Yeah, I don't know exactly where he's from, but he went to my school. I would know him. Like,
he sounds a lot.
Yeah, you were saying he sounds like quite similar.
He's got that voice, you know.
Lad, he's going to the UFC. Like,
give me the UFC, lad. Oh yeah, he trains next door.
Does he? Yeah,
I've seen him in intense. Man's intense. He's got that dog in him.
He does.
He is that dog.
But I think as well, he's good because he can fight, but he's also like, you can tell he's smart. Do you know what I mean?
He's good. He's a great talker.
He's a great talker. Like, everything the UFC wants.
Did you see his last fight there, Cage Warriors?
I seen the clip of him just fucking decimating the boy.
He beat the fuck clean. I think it was like the fourth opponent or something that they tried to find him and they just found some 40-year-old dude from Brazil. He beat the shit out of him. I know you forget, like, you know, I'll be watching, you know, MMA or something or training a bit next door and you're like, these boys are like 27 or something. You know, like, you know, they're
in their prime, like.
Yeah. I go in there and, you know, do one boxing session where nobody hits me and then I come out and be like, my feet are killing. Yes. I swear to God.
The way arches, my feet aren't sore.
Oh God, I need an insole. Yeah. I actually seen Paul Hughes next door training, just by himself doing like, you know, some strength and conditioning.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, he had the clock on and he was fucking, what was he doing? It was some mental exercise. It was like an isometric press. So he's under the bar.
Yep.
But he's not like on top of the rack lifting it off. He's under the fucking rack pushing it against nothing.
Yeah.
Pushing it against something that's not going anywhere. And he'd be like fucking underneath it. And he's just full force for like 30 seconds. Lad. And then he'd let go and then he'd get up and he'd fucking set the timer again. He's just like walking about like a fucking lunatic. And I was just like, bro, I got it. And I'm over here being like.
Yeah. You know, the 5 kgs.
Strong as well.
Like, if I take enough reps, it'll burn.
Yeah. I need someone to show me how to do curls properly. It's an exercise that's never...
Yeah, you always see people being like, look at this here, and it's supposed to be like...
Yeah, but I've always got like sore biceps, or, you know, like felt like I've worked my biceps from doing something else.
Yeah. Well, like if you're benching, that'll hit your biceps and stuff as well. Yeah. Like a lot of like pull-ups will hit your biceps. A lot of stuff does hit them, yeah, but like they'll not blow up until you'll...
There's a lot of pulling.
Hammer curls and shit.
A lot of pulling, I'll feel it.
Oh, why?
You know?
That's why these things are fucking...
But I don't know what it is. I could never... There's other exercises where you're like, okay, that's absolutely burning out of my body.
Yeah.
But curls, I'm like, I could curl that, curl a bar. I was doing these fucking like, you know, you start back here, lift it up, curl it up, bring it, you turn it over so you're getting like the forearm thing down again, back up. And I would just do them and put the thing down and be like, I'm sort of fine. And then, you know, you'd be doing like, you know, you get on the rings and do like a, put your feet up and do like a ring pull up thing.
Yes.
And then I get off and I'm like, someone's going to have to open my phone for me here. To yeah. Call my wife to wipe
my ass. One of the best curl things you could do is like, see if you get like the bar and hold it this way and like curl it like that.
Yeah.
It'll like blow up all your forearms as well. But also like if you get the 20 kg bar, just have someone stand in front of you and just curl until it burns, just pass to them, they'll do it. And then it burns, pass it back, and just keep doing that. Like, eventually you're getting, like, one, and, like, the burn is fucking crazy.
Serious burn.
So I'll talk away about fucking pumping. I love gymming, sir.
He's hard now. He's I have sort of T-Rex arms I keep seeing in the boxing. I'm like, man, I wish I was a bit more rangy.
Oh, thanks. You're very much like
a short, fat arm.
Dude, I've got wee girly wrists. So any picture of me, like, and you can see my arm, it's, like, down to, like, the weeest nub.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that looks brutal.
Yeah,
I got my ma's shit wrists. My ma, look at that. You could like break my wrist.
Yeah. It's cold too. Why is it so cold?
I have no idea, but I've got no circulation.
Cold either.
It's all that nicotine, lad.
I mean, that's a problem. It's freezing cold sweat. I know, like I'm a very wide man.
Yep.
And I sometimes think like I'm wider than my attributes. I should have way bigger hands.
Right.
Or way bigger wrists or way bigger feet or something.
Yes.
But instead of like a wee Shetland pony, like giant thighs, going into a very
down to this like wee point,
dainty white, you know, porcelain foot. You know, I feel like I should
I have the feet of like a wee geisha woman. Like I swear to God, take off my shoes, and it's just like this wee like holy looking
like a baby's foot.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's so embarrassing.
I know. I'm hairy as fuck everywhere, and then you know, like no hair on my feet or hands or anything. You know where guys would be like, you've hairy hands.
Dude, I've got like with hobbit feet and everything.
I got nothing. I look like a fucking, like I'm a glass blower. Like I burn them off every day.
Oh, that reminds me. One time I was at like a house party trying to like light my cigarette over the hob, and I was doing it all night. And I woke up the next day and like all my eyebrows were singed. My eyelashes were all singed. Because I was just right over the flame, like fucking binding away.
It was a scary fucking thing I seen. It was like old Formula One footage.
Yeah.
And there was a fire, but it's like ethanol fire.
Oh yeah,
which is invisible.
Yeah, so like they're on fire. And they can't
The guy's like jumping out of the car, like fuck, and everyone's patting themselves, and they're guys spraying them with a thing, and you can see nothing.
That's terrifying.
It just looks like they're fucking ghost crack. They're just like fucking man, fuck that, fuck
that's
that
scary,
shit. Unbelievable. Do you know what? Would you answer some questions on the Patreon?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Sweet. Well, cheers for listening, guys. We're just gonna. Can we keep recording here, Dave? If we just let it roll?
You can, yeah.
For how long?
2 hours.
2 more hours? So. Right, well, we'll go boxing in half an hour, so we'll do.
Stoked.
But cheers for listening. Cheers to my guest, James McKegney. And if you want to hear an extended version, get yourself over to patreon.com/genderbatterpodcast. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and fuck yeah.
Please fuck up,
The Rob.